I wish I could say that I have gone everywhere I wanted to go and that I've seen everything I wanted to see. Because I'm just fascinated by this world. I think it's a great time to be alive. And despite all of the horror that goes on in our daily life, like the shootings in Las Vegas today, I don't regret living at this period of time in the life of ages. Life is much more convenient now than when we were cavemen and so on. But I just look at things and I'm fascinated by them. Some people are just communicate with you. There's a lock, there's a attraction, there is a willingness to spend time to get closer with them. And I've often been afraid to do that. I don't know why I'm afraid. There's times. There's times that I've had answers. I think I had answers to the problem a person given has told me about, and I haven't shared what I thought the answer was. And I feel like I missed the point. I missed a time of being God's handyman. I don't know if they're not so much words of wisdom, but there are feelings that I have that I didn't tell them I loved them enough. I didn't show that love enough. I really have been struck by the times that my kids have venture to say to me, you didn't give us enough of your time. And I feel that may be one of the most real criticisms that would have made me a different person if I'd only listened to it. I wish I could say that I have met some of the most interesting people in the world. Going to be one of those people. Because everybody has got a message to tell you. And I see, I also believe another thing. Nothing happens as a coincidence. That you meet somebody and it's for a reason. And many times, you don't know who it is until afterwards. And I have instances of this occurring. I wish I could tell you what is the most significant thing that's ever happened to me, but I can't, because there's so many things that have happened. I have enjoyed living like no one ever has enjoyed living. That's what I feel. I want to say, may this be a good day for you, and that you're enjoying looking at the pictures and thinking of the creative things in you that God has given you to do, and go and do one of them tonight.